And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Have you heard of WILPF? WILF. Maybe you know it as the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. WILF started in 1915 in The Hague, working on war analysis and issues, and in 1931, WILF President Jane Addams was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. WILF is a nonprofit, non-governmental organization uniting women across 37 countries working for peace and the ending of war. When us Wabbits moved into this alleged southern part of heaven in 1969, WILFers were in the Chapel Hill Court as observers, just to be seen and seeing and noting if the court system was not living up to justice for all. Some of these same WILFers were weekly on the now Peace and Justice Plaza, then the Franklin Street Post Office. Now, as WILF International celebrates 100 years, the Triangle Branch of WILF celebrates 80 years with our community friends and allies for independently organized vigils, protests, pickets, and advocacy, but also as catalysts for other organizations and activities. WILF current leaders note we couldn't have made it through 80 years without our many friends and allies. I note for the record that WILF welcomes us men members with the understanding that us men will be sure to keep in our place and role in line as we join in the struggle for peace with justice. Triangle WILF Branch will celebrate with an evening of celebration, solidarity, and resistance on Friday, November 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Church of Reconciliation. The Raging Grannies, full of WILF members and with their full voices for peace and justice, will warm the evening, and I expect to be there as a WILF member and Raging Granny groupie. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.